Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything, remind you of all that I told you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Every word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything, remind you of all that I told you." Gospel of the Lord. It's so amazing, Jesus to us, that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything and remind us of all that he told us. First of all, we have to listen to the Word of God first. With an open heart, the Holy Spirit is there. So let us thank the Lord for his gifts of the Holy Spirit, for his gifts for the Word of God. You can see the Holy Trinity is working, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a communion. It's a community of love. That's why Jesus said, where there's love, there is God. God is love. Love is mutual love, not self-love. So when we keep Jesus in our midst, when we say, "The two or three united in my name, I'm in our midst," there, Jesus is present. Jesus is present, of course, in the liturgy, in the church gathering, but also in the place where we are, your own family, in the place where you work. Jesus said, "Two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst." He didn't say two or three Catholic, anybody, anyone. It's so important to keep this mutual love. God is love. So we are fortunate of this teaching by Jesus. We are sure that although we did not study much theology, but we are theology, love of God. When we love, we have the wisdom. The Holy Spirit is working. Important, keep your mind at peace. Asking this light, Jesus promised, whatever we ask, we will be given. Jesus is with us today with the Holy Spirit within us, that we share really the life of the Blessed Trinity. Blessed Trinity is community of love. Father loves the Son, Son loves the Father. This mutual love is Holy Spirit. That's why when we have this love, mutual love within us, we have God in us. So thank the Lord that give us this so big a grace in every daily life. We can be him. Naturally, when we receive Holy Communion, Jesus is there. But when we wholeheartedly to forgive a person who offended us, also Jesus is there. Jesus on earth is always giving blessing, giving, forgiving. He never keep things to himself. He always offered to God the Father. He always prayed. He said, I'm not doing my work, but the word of the Father. We too, we're not doing our own work. The word of God the Father is giving us. We thank Jesus through his death and resurrection, give it the Holy Spirit. So today, start again with a new spirit, with hope and freshness to say yes to the will of God the Father in our daily life, little by little, God is there.